Rebuild New York Now is a coalition with a mission to raise public awareness about the issues impacting New York State's infrastructure. With its eye on $5 billion, described as unexpected cash, a windfall of revenue from recent settlements against overseas banks to pay for infrastructure upgrades. The coalition made its fourth statewide tour stop in the Capital Region today with a press conference at City Hall, headlined by local elected officials, members of organized labor, and private local businesses. Chris Duggan represents the Brotherhood of Carpenters.
While $25.8 billion was proposed by New York State DOT, only $19 billion was approved for the 2010 to 2015 five-year capital plan, which leaves a $6.8 billion shortfall for the repair of roads and bridges. We're asking the governor to increase this amount in his new five-year DOT capital plan.
Bill Eggleston from the Albany Ironworkers.
Recent studies show that 50% of New York's paved roads will be in fair or worse condition by the end of this year. Every day, more than 17 million New Yorkers drive over an unsafe bridge on their way to work or school. That is a disaster waiting to happen. Highway superintendents are asked to do more with less money. We believe it is time to take action. New York has a budget surplus, and what better way to use that surplus than to put New Yorkers back to work building and repairing our roads and bridges? Recent studies show that for every $1 billion spent on infrastructure repair and development, more than 28,000 jobs are created. That's 28,000 New Yorkers put back to work.
State Senator Neil Breslin says channeling the funding will begin with Albany lawmakers.
Well, we begin as a legislature to prioritize, to see where it's needed, allocate it throughout the state, distribute the money, and do the work.
Rebuild New York Now spokesperson Carly Hill, safety director for Union Concrete and Construction Corporation of Buffalo, warns infrastructure will crumble if not repaired or replaced.
Your toilets are not going to flush. The abutments are going to wash away in the next flood, and the bridge is going to get weaker. We want the bridge to stay strong.
During the press event, the coalition released its second installment of television and radio ads entitled Tipping Point as part of an overall media campaign, including a highly targeted digital advertising plan, which also includes social, mobile radio, and video ads that will run statewide and highlight New York's infrastructure crisis.
Jobs, safety, infrastructure. Visit RebuildNYNow.org and learn how we can fix New York's infrastructure crisis.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan plans to shift the effort into high gear next month to ensure New York's lawmakers are aware of the Capital Region's infrastructure needs. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.